This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Love Too Long by Jamie B right here on The Pulse, bringing the latest in the music world and fresh new music like the one you just heard. MCO, day one.
2.0, yep, 2021 doesn't seem like it's a new year.
It's a V2 of 2020. I hope you're listening to this show safely at home or in your car if you really have to, on the radio.
That's right. And we're going to go to our first story for tonight about record labels and the American music industry reacting to rock musicians supporting Donald Trump. So last week, the pro-Trump insurrection in Washington showed some of the most unbelievable footages of the attendees breaking into the Capitol building. And a couple of days after the incident, music news sites like Consequence of Sound, NME and Rolling Stone started exposing American musicians who were seen participating in the protests and singled out a few of them, understandably much to public scrutiny. One of them is indie rock superstar Ariel Pink, who plays this kind of sound that's called lo-fi, and he's also a dream pop godfather, a chill wave type of music, who started rising to prominence in the late 2000s. And now Ariel Pink has over 1 million monthly listeners on Spotify, with his most popular album to date, Haunted Graffiti.
Yeah, his attendance to the protest last week was exposed on Twitter almost instantly after Instagram photos of him hanging out in DC and sharing what a great time he had at the protest. The singer instantly responded with sarcastic remarks about the spotlight he's under, whilst remaining adamant of his support for Donald Trump at the same time. Well, needless to say, days later, Pink was dropped by his record label, Mexican Summer, who posted on Friday that due to recent events, they have decided to end their working relationship with the songwriter. And this was despite Pink claiming that he was at the rally, but went home when rioters started breaking into the Capitol to take a nap. The enigmatic frontman was reportedly seen with his close cohort, lo-fi singer-songwriter John Mouse.
Yeah, and of course, when things like this come up, netizens are quick to react and they dug up his old tweet saying it's not illegal to be a racist. It made the rounds together with more photos of him at the protest. In line with that, a few other musicians were called out as well, most notably metal bands Iced Earth and their guitarist John Schaefer. He was pictured inside the Capitol as the riots broke out, as well as another independent label from Brooklyn, New York, Wharf Cat Records, who also dropped one singer-songwriter from their roster for attending the insurrection. And here's the thing, right? When musicians with strong leaning to the more conservative and some say fascist side of the divide, how are we as fans of their craft reacting when things like this come up? How do you feel about finding out these things? I mean, of course, Ariel Pink, I don't know how many people listen to him in Malaysia, but if you're listening and you know of him, how did that make you feel? You can let us know what you think. Would you still support artists with opposing political views to yours? Is it a yes? You know, means it doesn't bother you, you're able to separate the artist and the music, or a no? You will stop supporting them once you find out.
Yeah, you can share with us your thoughts on Instagram stories at BFM Radio or on Twitter, also at BFM Radio, to share what you think. So earlier today, we put up that poll asking you, would you still support artists with opposing political views? And surprise, surprise, 52% are actually not bothered by the political views of the artist, and only 48% says no way.
Wow, interesting. I mean, it sounds like a lot of us don't mind separating the artist from the music, right? For me, thankfully, I haven't had anybody in music that I really love that's been found as something as serious as a right-wing supremacist. But I have seen, you know, big influential names like, for example, Morrissey, who've since taken a more conservative right-wing political stand in the last decade, much to the dismay of his diehard fans, because, you know, the Smiths fans are obviously don't seem like they're right-wing supporters.
Yeah, maybe this one's a bit of a different case compared to, like, say, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you wouldn't want to support someone like that.
For sure. This is us asking you about political leanings of our favourite musicians. And would you be for them or against them if you found out that they were supporting right-wing ideals.
Mm-hmm. The poll is still up on our Instagram page. You can still contribute your thoughts to it. That's at BFM Radio.
Yeah, so we're going to go to a song now.
A brand new one from Mac Ayres, guitarist, pianist and neo-soul singer. He has a new album out now called Magic 8 Ball, and here's a track from it. Where are you going tonight? Hopefully not out, hopefully at home. Mac Ayres right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.